Welcome back. Now, ConvertKit also integrates directly with the Wishlist Member plugin. So if we click the Wishlist Member button inside of the automations area, inside of the integrations area, we're going to come to this page. And what we're basically doing is having an individual added to a Wishlist Member level and then added to a ConvertKit list. Now, wherever you have the Wishlist Member plugin, you're also going to want to make sure that you have the ConvertKit plugin installed. If you don't have the plugin installed, you're going to need to add new plugin. You're going to need to type in the keyword ConvertKit. And you're then going to need to install and activate the ConvertKit plugin. You're then going to need to come inside of your Wishlist Member plugin. You'll then go to the setup area. Once you get to the setup area, what you're going to do is to go to your integrations tab. You're then going to go to the email providers tab. You'll then see a ConvertKit connection button. You'll then click that button. What you'll then need to do is to click the toggle button. What you'll then need to do is to configure your settings. You'll then need to add in your API secret from ConvertKit. You'll come back to the API secret. You'll click show. You'll copy your API secret. You'll then head back to Wishlist Member. What you'll then do is to paste in your API secret. You'll then click save and close. Your ConvertKit will then be connected to your Wishlist Member installation. You'll then be able to see your mailing lists. And what you can basically do then is have individuals added from a level to ConvertKit. And so what you'll do here is you'll choose the list. You'll then click save and close. And then all of the individuals that become part of this level in Wishlist Member will then be added automatically to one of our lists in ConvertKit. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.